Welcome to the Train Hard, Recover Smart podcast. I'm Thomas Flanagan, and today I want to talk about your morning routine. How's your morning routine killing you on, stopping you from getting to your goals? How many mornings during the week do you wake up and you're rushing around because you're running late or you overslept? How many days a week? How often does that happen? Probably a lot, and then I bet, when you wake up late and you're running out the door to get to work or running out the door to get somewhere, you feel like the day is just everything's going wrong. You're feeling rushed and nothing is going right and everything just sucks, right? That's because your morning routine is horrible. All right. For me, my morning routine, it starts with I wake up at 5:30. I have to take some migraine medicine and then I go back and I lay down. Usually takes about an hour or so for it to kick in. Then I'm up around like 6:30. I do my 5 minute meditation. Then I'll start moving around, a few days a week. At that point, I'll weigh myself. And then I'll have a glass of water. I have yet to pick up my phone. All right. And when I say pick up my phone, I mean, I did grab my phone to do my meditation, but I don't check my emails. I don't go on social media. I don't do any of that until after I eat breakfast. That's really how my day goes. All right. So let's see. Let's backtrack here. So it's 6:45, I'm doing my meditation. 7 o'clock, I get up, I walk around the house doing a couple of things. 7:30-ish, I'm making breakfast. By 8 o'clock, at this point here, I finished breakfast. I'm now cleaning up from breakfast. And then at 9, I'll grab my phone. I'll go through, I'll check some media, my social media accounts just real quick, see if anybody DM me. I'll get the dog ready. 9 o'clock, we're going for a walk. We do a 30-minute walk. Then we come back from the walk. And at this point, now I'll sit down. I'm going to turn on my computer. I'll sit down at my desk and I'll get into my email and get into my work schedule for the day. And that usually runs until about 11:30. 11:30, I'll take the dog for another walk, come back, have lunch. Some mornings I have clients in the morning, so sometimes I'm leaving the house around 9:45, 10:30, somewhere in that range. I'm setting off to go work with clients in the morning. So that's how my morning routine goes. Now I know my morning routine is not like yours. I get to work from home. But I mean, for everybody else that works from home, set up a morning routine. Now I'm going to give you some tips on how to make your morning routine a little bit better. All right. If you follow me on social media, you'll know I did a post about how the 5 a.m. club, 5 a.m. club, is stupid. It is. It is. It's really stupid. Granted, if you get up at 5 o'clock, you're going to get a lot of work done because nobody else gets to work until that 8, 9 o'clock. Or 7 o'clock, depending on the industry that you're in. So yeah, you're gonna get a lot of work done and you'll do a lot of things. But here's some tips for you. Okay. Set an alarm to work for you, not against you. If you're not gonna get up at 5 a.m., just like me, I have an alarm at 5:30, and that's just for me to get up and take my medication, and then I go back to bed. And then I have another alarm that goes off at 6:30, 6:45-ish. I'm up and I'm starting my day. So set an alarm that works for you, not against you. All right. I said it. After my meditation, I have a glass of water. So drink your water before your coffee. All right. I'm not a coffee drinker, but for everybody else that is, drink water before your coffee. Move your body. Right. Some people like to work out in the morning, kudos to you guys. I had many, many years being in the military where It was mandatory PT before the sun came up. I am now at the point where I don't do morning workouts. Nope. The earliest I will do a workout is around 11 o'clock in the morning. Ideally, I like to do mine between that 12 and 3 time, especially if I'm going to a commercial gym. Those are slow times, so I know the most of the equipment I'm going to need is going to be readily available. So again, you want to get your body moving in the morning. Do some meditation. I use the Apple Fitness app. I do the 5-minute meditations that they have. It's perfect. 5 minutes is great. Gets you to focus, gets you to get your day going, get your mind right. Okay. Make your bed. You make your bed. That's the first task of the day. It's done. It's done. You've already accomplished something for the day. I make my bed and then the doggone makes it, but I make my bed. A bonus thing, leave your phone alone until after you eat. After you have breakfast, don't touch your phone, right? How many times have you picked up your phone in the morning and you jump on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook or Snapchat and you think you've only been on it for like 5 minutes? In all actuality, you've been on it for half hour, 45 minutes, and now you're running late. It's happened to me. And so those are just six tips, five in the bonus. Set an alarm to work for you, not against you. Drink your water before your coffee. Get your body moving. If you like to work out in the morning, do a workout. If you don't want to work out, do some stretching. I do stretching some mornings as part of my self-care routine. Meditation. Meditation is great. Do it in the morning. Make your bed. And then, like I said, leave your phone alone until after you've had breakfast. Okay. The biggest thing about this is, once you get that morning routine done and get it right, the rest of the day will fall into place. It'll be pretty smooth sailing. You'll be able to accomplish more, get more done, free up more time for you to do other things that you enjoy. All right. Now, the biggest thing is don't try to do all these things at once. Work them in bit by bit. I would start off with setting an alarm to work for you, not against you. That'd be the first thing I work on. Okay. Once that's good, start drinking your water before your coffee. And then slowly keep doing it. Don't go from the hectic schedule you have now to trying to get it perfect in day one. It's not going to happen. Stick with, taking small bites. Small bites will get it done a lot quicker. All right. So again, your morning routine right now is killing you from hitting any goals because it's not structured, it's not planned. It's pretty much wake up, run around, do everything you got to do in a short amount of time, and you're out the door. Start honing in on that morning routine and get it right and get it going. And you'll see in time as you solidify from the time you wake up to the time you leave for work, if you get that period of time to work for you, how more productive during the day you will be, and how much more time you will have to do things that you enjoy, or do things that help progress your career, or do things to enhance your life. That again, work on that morning routine, get it going, make it right, and everything else in life will fall into place for you. All right. Now, I'm not going to say every day is going to be right, going to be good. Some days are going to be off, and don't just apply these tips to Monday through Friday. Apply them to every day of the week. When you do every day of the week, even on the weekends, I have a morning routine. Instead of getting up at 5:30, for my medication, it's more 6 o'clock for the medication. I meditate more closer to 7:15. I don't eat, Saturday and Sunday I fast a little bit, so I don't have my first meal until probably around that 10 o'clock time, between that 10 and 11. And about that time, I've been moving a lot. I've already gotten a 2 mile walk with a dog and everything like that. So have a morning routine for Monday through Friday, and then develop one for Saturday and Sunday. And now that the weather's getting nice, having a good routine in the morning for the weekends, you're going to notice you're going to have more time to focus on friends, family, vacations, getting out of the house, enjoying the weather, doing things. Granted, we all have on the weekends the to-do list of stuff that we can't do during the week. But by having a solid morning routine and setting priorities, you'll be able to get all that stuff done, and you'll be more productive on the weekends, just as you will be during the week. And you'll be able to, see and enjoy more in life. All right. So again, work on that morning routine so it stops killing you from getting to your goals that you deserve and the potential that everybody knows that you can do. All right. So train hard, recover smart, and as always, be better than you were yesterday.